Radio Prague News.
Mourners are holding an informal memorial gathering at Prague's Old Town Square to mark the death of three Czech star ice hockey players and other victims of a tragic plane crash. The Czech foreign minister says the EU is prepared to assist Egypt in its transition to democracy, and hundreds of police officers will be working to maintain law and order at a Saturday gathering of far-right extremists in northern Bohemia. A memorial to mark the tragic death of three Czech ice hockey stars kicked off in Prague on Thursday. In the afternoon, hundreds of people gathered at the square where a makeshift shrine of flags, jerseys, and tricolor flags had been assembled during an impromptu gathering on Wednesday night. Czech ice hockey player Patrik Eliáš was among those who lit a candle in memory of the victims of Wednesday's plane crash, in which 43 people were killed, among them the Czech players Karel Rachunek, Josef Vašíček, and Jan Marek. A Yak-42 plane came down shortly after takeoff from the Russian city of Yaroslavl on Wednesday and burst into flames. The players were taking off for Minsk for the first match of the season. Among the 43 victims were Russian and European hockey players. Only two passengers survived and are in critical condition with severe burns. Czech Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg said on Thursday that the European Union was prepared to assist Egypt with the organization of democratic elections in the country should Egypt explicitly ask for help. The statement followed a meeting between Mr. Schwarzenberg and his Egyptian counterpart Mohamed Kamel Amer, who is currently on an official visit in Prague. Mr. Amer added that Egypt had prepared a detailed plan for its transition to democracy, with elections scheduled for November. Hundreds of police officers will be deployed to the towns of Varnsdorf, Rumburg and Schluknov in North Bohemia on Saturday, when members of the far-right Workers' Party for Social Justice are planning to hold a gathering as well as a march. According to a police spokeswoman, clashes between police and extremists at such gatherings in the region have taken place in the past and have to be prepared for. Czech police will be working together with their German colleagues, since the region is located near the Czech-German border and some German citizens may attend the event. Some 200 to 300 people are expected to participate in the march and party gathering. A baby giraffe of the rare okapi breed was born in the Dvůr Králové nad Labem Zoo in the Hradec Králové region late on Wednesday night. The animal is the second okapi to be born in the zoo, which is the only one in the Czech Republic that breeds these rare animals. The first specimen had been born in September 2008. The zoo is broadcasting live footage of the okapi baby on the web pages of Czech Radio. And finally, let's take a brief look at the weather. Conditions over the coming days are expected to remain overcast with scattered showers and daytime highs of around 19 degrees Celsius. My name is Sarah Barufka, and this brings us to the end of the news.